Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Joshua Jacob Burrows, 19 of Prudenville, made a virtual appearance via Zoom from the Huron County Jail for his arraignment on two serious felony charges stemming from interactions with a 15-year-old on Snapchat. Burrows was transported back to Huron County by the Michigan State Police after serving a sentence in the Roscommon County Jail, where he faced charges related to lying to the police and receiving, concealing stolen property, specifically a motor vehicle. Following his detention in Roscommon County, Burrows was swiftly returned to Huron County for arraignment on charges including criminal sexual conduct in the third degree with a maximum sentence of 15 years and possession of child sexually abusive material carrying a potential four-year term. Magistrate Jessica Testelin-Reinke, presiding over the 73rd B District Court, modified Burrows' bond to $10,000 with a 10% option, also ordering a GPS tether. However, it was further revealed that Burrows is also wanted in St. Clair County for a no-bond probation violation warrant. This Sunday, May 19th, local viewers will have a reason to smile as a video featuring the Anneman family from our community will be showcased on America's Funniest Home Videos, AFV, on ABC. Josh Anneman, a salesman at Thumb Broadcasting, and his wife Shay submitted a video of their young son Eli hilariously crashing his electric-powered BMW ride-on car in their garage. The video has caught the attention of AFV and will be featured in a non-contest episode, bringing a moment of joy to households nationwide. It was Eli's first time driving the car, and he's been scared to drive it since. Hopefully, seeing the video on TV will help him overcome his fear. Don't miss the chance to share in the laughter. Tune in this Sunday to see Eli's amusing mishap on America's Funniest Home Videos. And we'll continue with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A Detroit man who dropped a teenager's body into a dumpster has been convicted of second-degree murder. The case gripped the region in 2022 when police spent months combing a landfill for Zion Foster's remains. Her body was never found during that summer search through tons of trash, but prosecutors built a circumstantial case against her cousin, Jalen Brazier. Brazier admitted putting Foster's body in a dumpster, but insisted he wasn't responsible for her death. He says she suddenly died while using marijuana. But prosecutors say Foster likely died while fighting off Brazier's sexual advances. Consumer groups are praising the Supreme Court's rejection of a conservative-led attack that could have undermined the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The justices ruled Thursday the way the Bureau is funded does not violate the Constitution. Payday lenders had objected to a Bureau rule limiting their ability to withdraw funds directly from borrowers' bank accounts. A Bureau spokesman says the court repudiated the arguments of the payday loan lobby and made clear the Bureau is here to stay. The Bureau was the brainchild of Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and was created after the 2008 financial crisis to regulate consumer finance, including mortgages and car loans. Republicans and their financial backers oppose it. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And the temperature is currently 64 degrees. Wind speeds are from the east at 5 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 71%.